This is episode 1513. Welcome to your daily guided meditation. And I honor you for being here today. You are doing one of the best things you could possibly do for yourself as you get ready to meditate. I'm Mary Meckley, and I am here to share with you today in our next to the last episode of our series on restoration or healing your mind, body, and spirit. In today's episode, I'll share with you layering the different meditation techniques you've explored throughout this series. Now, if you're just joining us for this series, no worries. You can simply sit down and meditate as you enjoy the techniques layered, the affirmation, the breathing technique, and the mudra. We've also explored a chakra and a couple visualizations this week, but I'll just combine the three techniques for you. This will get you started. And I'll also share with you an herb that you may want to explore. I always share an herb with you for every Friday's episode. And that is because the herbs can benefit you in a similar way as do meditation techniques. Of course, you want to make sure that any herb you try is not going to harm you. So if you take other medications or are pregnant or nursing, take precautions and check with your physician first. Herbs are powerful, but don't be afraid of them. Just make sure that they're the right herbs for you. I'll start with the herb today. This is an herb you may not be familiar with. It's called slippery elm. And this is an herb that helps you to support your digestive function. And in yesterday's episode, you may recall, we focused on your third chakra, which is in your digestive area. Your digestive area is often referred to as your second brain or your seat of intuition. You often have a gut instinct. This is your inner wisdom, your deep knowing, your guidance system. So slippery elm helps to support digestive function, especially when you have an upset stomach or leaky gut, which so many of us do these days. And slippery elm is noted to draw out phlegm in case of a bronchial infection. So this helps to draw out toxins. So this might be an herb you could try as you renew yourself. So now let's get you settled into your meditation, and I'll guide you through three of our techniques from this week. If you want the full guided meditation, as always, you can find 30-minute guided meditations where you can also stop at the 15 or 20-minute mark, and those you can try for 2 weeks free, over 1,500 meditations organized into weekly series, just as I do here on the podcast. And they come along with a weekly guide with the techniques organized, as well as a journal to take you a little deeper into the series. You can find the Android and the iOS version both over at the Google Play Store for Android, or you can go to Apple if you want to purchase the iOS version. So that is where you can go a little more deeply with your meditations. For now, as you're seated, getting ready to meditate, Sit up straight as always, closing your eyes, keeping them lifted up to the point between your eyebrows. This keeps your thoughts uplifted. And relax your mind and body. Take a nice, long, deep inhale through your nose. And exhale through your nose. Feeling your body settle down. And as you're seated, mentally affirm, new energy revitalizes my body every day. New energy revitalizes my body every day. And you can hold your hands in the Shunya Mudra. With both hands uplifted, palms on your lap, press your middle finger down into the palm of your hand. And then take your thumb on each hand and press down your middle finger. In Ayurvedic medicine, this helps to ground you, to rebalance that vata energy. This is also useful for motion sickness, a vertigo, or ringing in your ears. So when you want to feel grounded emotionally and physically, this is a great mudra for you. Your middle finger is pressed into the middle of your palm with your thumb holding it down, Shunya Mudra. It helps to create an expansive feeling of restoration. And feel your body calming itself a little more. I'll take you into the breathing technique. Inhale and exhale through your nose. Inhale, drawing a fresh breath of energy into your body. Feeling as though you're pulling from your abdomen as your abdomen rises upward, that you're not using your nose, you're breathing deeply, expansively with your diaphragm. And as you exhale, release toxic thoughts and toxins in your body. Inhale through your nose, drawing in refreshing air, revitalizing your body cells with oxygen, clearing out old, stagnant emotions that no longer serve you. Exhaling through your nose, letting go of toxins. Now you can continue the breath or sink into your inner stillness, honoring yourself for how you're feeling, what you're going through, and for doing this for yourself as you meditate. You are so worth slowing down for.